Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.
My thanks to the Nine Newsroom, because when I heard this thing about Mike Baird today having a bloke throw a shark net over him, I couldn't quite get a grip on what actually happens, because it's happened a long way away, and I heard a few descriptions of it, but I've asked them whether they could send me through some footage, which they'll no doubt be showing on the news tonight, and they've very kindly done that, so thank you to the Nine Newsroom. Let me describe what happened. So, Mike Baird, look, I've got some sympathy for politicians sometimes, and I know that we give them a rough run, and Mike Baird has been in a spot of bother lately, and that might be putting it lightly. But here he is on the North Coast, and he's had to eat humble pie because initially he took too long to come to the decision that we needed to put shark nets in on the North Coast, regardless of some of the concerns from locals. So then the locals got on board, and he's up there today. He could have stayed right away from it today, Mike Baird, but he thought, no, I should be there for it. I should watch this thing being put in. And there's protesters all over the place who don't want shark nets because they're worried about marine life being harmed. But the images that I'm looking at here, the bloke is just completely surrounded. And I know that he would have a couple of police officers on his shoulder, but he's surrounded by media, cameras, microphones, and also members of the public. In fact, maybe they're members of the public now that I have a closer look. Most of the people are members of the public holding up their cameras. I believe that the media might have been off the scent a little bit by the Premier's office. I think he might have dropped in somewhere where he thought that maybe there wouldn't be too many TV cameras. But anyway, as usual, there are iPhones everywhere. And he's trying to get into the car. And I don't know, there might be 20 people surrounding him, all with phones up in the sky. And then all of a sudden, this idiot comes out of the crowd with a shark net and attempts to stick it over the head of the Premier. What a dumb thing to do. I mean, you've got someone who is a powerful politician, and therefore you know that you've got police officers who are guarding their safety, and this bloke rushes at him with a shark net and attempts to throw it over his head. And to be fair to the Premier, he didn't look too fazed by the whole thing. He's got a smile on his face based on the footage that I'm watching from the Nine Newsroom. And then a few other people push him back as well. But he had a fair go. I mean, he's got the both arms up in the air. And I think when the security detail pushed him back, he then attempts to ride over the top of the bloke and throw it over the top and try and get it on the Premier's head. But the Premier, he puts an arm up at one point. He puts an arm up because I think he thought, well, hang on a moment. I'm not going to cop this on my head, and I'm not going to cop this bloke running in my direction. But he does keep a smile on his face, and you can see there his security detail looking over the shoulder just to think, well, what's going on here? Thankfully, he was safe at all times based on what I'm seeing. But it's not an easy job, not an easy job. And I know that we give them grief, politicians on the radio, and we've been doing that this afternoon to Gillian Skinner about the closure of ambulance stations. But here's a bloke who's swallowing his pride, eating humble pie, turning up there and saying, righto, I know that not everyone's keen on this idea, but at least I'm fronting up and copying it. And you've got this absolute idiot who decides, in a shark suit, now that I have a close look at the bloke, he's wearing a shark suit, this idiot, and he then attempts to put the net over the head of the Premier. Well, he's lucky that the response from the security detail was so calm and collected, because otherwise he could be in some strife himself.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.